We'll now hear a story from Joyce Greer. Joyce is a graduate of Williston High School in Wilmington and is a renowned storyteller and community resource, as well as a participant in this year's A Season's Griot, a celebration of the holidays produced by WHQR. Joyce has been an artist in residence, founded theater groups, and helped establish a range of community-based programs and projects. She has toured throughout the Southeast and New England, as well as to South Korea and Japan. Now tonight, Joyce brings us a story of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is celebrated from December 26th through January 1st, and is a time when people of African-American descent join together to honor the heritage and traditions of their ancestors. Joyce's story is titled The Seven Spools of Thread by Angela Shelf Medeiros and illustrated by Daniel Minter. The story is used through the permission of its publisher, Albert Whitman and Company. Joyce.
In a small African village in the country of Ghana, there lived an old man and his seven sons. After the death of his wife, the old man became both father and mother to the boys. The seven brothers were handsome young men. Their skin was as smooth and dark as the finest mahogany wood, and their limbs were as straight and strong as warriors' spears. But they were a disappointment to their father. From morning until night, the family's small home was filled with the sounds of the brothers quarreling. As soon as the sun brought forth a new day, the brothers began to argue. They argued all morning about how to tend the crops. They argued all afternoon about the weather. "It's hot," complained the third son. "No, a cool breeze is blowing," shouted the sixth son. They argued all evening about when to return home. "It will be dark soon," said the youngest. "Let's finish this row and begin anew tomorrow." "No, it's too early to stop," shouted one of the brothers. "Can't you see that sun is setting?" shouted another. And so it would continue until the moon beamed down and the stars twinkled in the sky. At mealtime, the brothers would argue until the stew was cold and the fufu was hard. "You gave him more than you gave me," complained the third son. "I divided the food equally between you," said their father. "I'll starve with this small portion on my plate," whined the youngest. "If you don't want it, I'll eat it," said the oldest, and he grabbed a handful of meat from his brother's plate. "Stop being so greedy," shouted the youngest. And so it would go on and on. One sad day, the old man died and was buried. At sunrise the next morning, the village chief called the brothers before him. "Your father has left an inheritance," said the chief. The brothers began to whisper excitedly among themselves. "I know my father left me everything because I'm the oldest," said the oldest. "I know my father left me everything because I am the youngest," said the youngest. "He left everything to me," said the middle son. "I know I was his favorite." "It all belongs to me," said the second son. And the brothers began shouting and shoving, and soon they were rolling around on the ground, kicking and hitting each other. "Stop that this instant," shouted the chief. And the brothers stopped fighting. They brushed the dust off their clothing and sat before the chief, eyeing each other suspiciously. The chief said, "Your father has decreed that all of his property and all of his possessions be divided equally among you. But first, before the moon rises at night, you must learn to make gold from these spools of silk thread. And if you do not, you will be turned out of your home as beggars." The oldest brother received blue thread, and the next brother red thread, and the next brother yellow. The middle son received orange thread, and the next brother green, next brother black, and the youngest son received white thread. For once, the brothers were speechless. The chief continued, From this moment forward, you are not to argue among yourselves or raise your hand in anger against one another. If you do, all of your father's property and possessions will be divided equally among the poorest of the villagers. Now go quickly. There is not a lot of time. The brothers bowed before the chief and hurried away. When the seven Ashanti brothers arrived at their farm, something unusual happened. They sat side by side from the youngest to the oldest without saying anything unkind to one another. My brother, said the oldest after a time, let's shake hands and make peace among ourselves. Let's never argue or fight again, said the youngest. The brothers placed their hands together and held on tightly. And for the first time in years, peace rested within the walls of their home. My brothers, said the third son after a while, I don't think our father meant to turn us out into the world as beggars. I agree, said the middle son. I don't think he would have given us the task of turning thread into gold if it were impossible. Could it be, said the oldest brother, that there are some specks of gold, pieces of gold in these spools of thread? The sun beamed down hotly. Yellow streams of night crept into the hut, and each brother held his spool of thread up, and the colors glimmered in the sunlight, but there were no nuggets of gold in those spools. I'm afraid not, my brother, said the middle son, but that was a good idea. Thank you, my brother, said the oldest. Could it be, said the youngest, that by making something from this thread, we could earn a fortune in gold? Perhaps, said the oldest, we could make cloth from this thread and sell it. I think we could do it. That's a good plan, said the middle son, but we don't have enough of any one color for a full boat of cloth. Well, maybe, said another brother, we could weave all the thread together and make a cloth of many colors. But our people don't wear cloth like that, said the fifth son. We only wear cloth of one color. Well, maybe, said the fourth brother, we could make a cloth so special that everybody would want to buy it. I know we could do it. My brother, said the middle son, we could work faster if we all work together. So the seven Ashanti brothers went to work. Together, they cut the wood to make a loom. And the younger brothers held the pieces together while the older brothers assembled it. And they began to weave a cloth out of all their spools of thread. They started making a pattern of stripes and shapes that looked like the wings of birds. And they used all the colors, blue, red, yellow, orange, black, green, and white. And soon they had several pieces of beautiful multicolored cloth. They then took turns folding the cloth and placed it in seven baskets and placed the baskets on their heads. And they formed a line from the oldest to the youngest and started down the road towards the village. And the sun made a golden path across the sky as the brothers hurried down the long, dusty, hot road as quickly as they could. When the seven Ashanti brothers entered the marketplace, they began to call, "Come and buy the most beautiful cloth in the land. Come and buy the most beautiful cloth." They unfurled a bolt of cloth and held it up for all to see, and a crowd gathered around the Ashanti brothers. "Oh," said one villager, "look at the unusual pattern. This is the most beautiful cloth in the land." "Oh," said another, "feel the texture. It's beautiful cloth." Suddenly, everyone stepped back as this man dressed in magnificent robes pushed his way to the front of the crowd, and they stepped back respectfully because this was the king's treasurer. He rubbed the cloth between the palm of his hands. "What a thing of beauty," he said, feeling the fabric. "This would make a wonderful present for the king. I must have all of it." And the brothers whispered together, "Cloth fit for a king should be purchased at a price that only a king can pay," said the oldest brother. "It's yours," he shouted, "for one bag of gold." "So," said the king's treasurer, and he untied his bag of gold and poured out many pieces for the brothers. The seven Ashanti brothers ran out of the marketplace and back down the road towards their village as a bright silver moon began to lift up in the sky. Panting, dripping with sweat, they threw themselves before the chief's hut. Oh, chief, we've turned the thread into gold, shouted the oldest brother. And the chief came out of his hut and sat upon a stool. Have you argued or fought among yourselves today, asked the chief. Oh, no, my chief, replied the youngest. We've been too busy working together to argue or to fight. Then you have learned the lesson your father sought to teach you, said the chief. And all that he had is now yours. The older brother smiled happily, but the younger brother looked sad. We've received an inheritance, he said, but what about the poor of the village? What will they do? Perhaps, said the oldest brother, we could teach them to make thread into gold. And the chief smiled. You have learned your lesson well, he said. The seven Ashanti brothers taught their people carefully. Their village became famous for its beautiful multicolored cloth, and the villagers prospered. From that day till this day, the seven Ashanti brothers worked together farming their land, and they worked together peacefully in honor of their father.
Joyce, thank you. Wonderful. That was wonderful, Joyce. And that was Joyce Greer reciting Angela Shelf Medeiros's The Seven Spools of Thread.